This meeting is now being recorded.
Good afternoon. My name is Meg Grant. I'm the Vice President of Marketing at Digital Defense, an information security firm. I'm also a member of the ILTA LegalSec Vendor Advisory Team, and I'm here today to review the LegalSec report, a study of the legal industry's information security assessment practices. This report was published in August, just prior to the ILTA National Convention, and was made available at the conference as well as on the ILTA website. I'm happy to review the results today and provide a little context around the findings. What we'll be doing first is looking at how the survey was deployed, the demographics of the respondents, results around information security products and services utilized, results around information security policies and technologies, and training practices. So what I'd like to start with is talking about how we deployed the survey. ILTA sent the survey to their membership in July, as well as LegalSec committee members sent it out to their legal clientele. So what this means is we had a mix of results from both ILTA membership and non-membership. That provides a representative sample in terms of looking at how information security practices are being conducted across the nation and in North America. The survey was approximately 10 minutes, and results were anonymous. We were very excited at the response, with 185 responses included in the study sample. This is a great response and is going to be able to show validity in terms of the results that are provided. Starting with an overview of the respondents, we had a nice mix of legal respondents in firms of all sizes. We had very large firms with 500-plus employees at 31% of the sample, firms with fewer than 150 employees at 30%, large firms consisting of 251 to 500 employees at 23%, and medium-sized firms at 16%. In terms of the number of employed attorneys, 39% of respondents employ 101 to 500 attorneys. The rest of the sample was distributed fairly evenly among different size groups. The primary role in terms of who responded to the survey included two main roles that were the IT manager at 37% and the chief information officer at 28%. We had 3% response from the chief information security officer. And while that number may expect it to be higher, I think what you'll see in succeeding results that we talk about is that many firms do not have a specific security division, and that may be why this particular role is not as highly represented. Practice areas were across the board, with the primary highest identified areas being litigation, corporate, labor and employment, and real estate. Other practice areas identified included ERISA, family, healthcare, intellectual property, mergers, acquisitions, and tax. Respondents by region were interesting. We had the primary respondents from the Northeast, Midwest, and Mid-Atlantic regions of the United States. There was representation from U.S. Pacific Coast, Southeast, Southwest, and Northwest, as well as Canadian provinces and responses from Mexico. So first, we're going to review the results surrounding information security programs. We ask, who are the owners of information security programs? The highest percentage belong to the chief information officer. That's probably not a surprise, and the IT manager. But there were other individuals that were identified as having influence on information security programs. And that includes executive administrators, chief technology officers, chief executive officers, managing partners, and risk management directors, as well as general counsel. The next finding was really of great interest. What we found was that the number of employees responsible for information technology went across the board. There was quite a high number of firms identifying 0 to 5 as being the staff they had dedicated to information security, but there also was a fair amount of representation in all different sizes, with even a high number identifying 51 to 100 and 101 to 250 employees being in the information technology area. However, when we ask about how many employees were dedicated to information security, overwhelmingly 90% had 5 or fewer staff devoted to information security. So what that tells us is that employees that are employed in information technology are wearing many hats, and most of them are doing multiple jobs, including information security. This is an interesting finding as we look down the road where concerns are expressed about security of organizations and legal firms. You'll just have to look at the alignment of that finding in terms of staff with the concerns. So along those same lines, we also looked at budget allocations. How much money, how much budget is being allocated to information security as well as information technology in general? And what we found was 45% of respondents had a budget of $1 million or more on information technology purchases. Again, other firms, it went across the board. There were other categories and representation in different categories from all the way from $0 to $5,000 all the way up to the $1 million that we talked about. However, 70% of information security budget was $100,000 or less. So what we see is there is a lot of budget that is allocated to information technology, but not nearly as much allocated specifically to information security. In terms of purchasing decisions, we asked who the primary individual was, the primary role in terms of making those purchasing decisions. Again, the chief information officer and the IT manager were identified as making those decisions. But we also had influencers, as represented before, including the chief executive officer, chief technology officer, executive administrative manager, and risk manager. We ask what factors were influencers in terms of purchasing decisions. What we found in terms of high influencers were client requirements. This is something we're hearing over and over again, that clients are recommending and insisting on information security practices and programs to make sure that their data is protected. Peer recommendation, consultant recommendation, and industry conference ranked as a high influencer. In terms of moderate, industry regulation drivers, analyst recommendations, a vendor sales representative, and an internet search were moderate influencers, and low influencers were primarily around marketing, including industry advertising, vendor website presence, vendor email, social media, and direct mail. In terms of conference participation, we looked at what events respondents were attending or their staff were attending. And what was interesting, not surprisingly, the ILTA National Conference ranked very high, the highest among any of the conferences and events identified. There were other conferences, Legal Sec Summit, ILTA-specific events, local security events, and legal tech events that also were identified by a number of respondents. Surprisingly, security-specific events such as Black Hat, DEF CON, and RSA had very low attendance by respondents. We queried respondents about vendor management, how they manage their vendors in terms of information security specific services. What we found that over 50% do not employ a vendor evaluation process, and only 5% convey effective vendor risk management. Some of the comments, some of the areas identified were there's a lack of time or resources to evaluate external vendors. That was 24% of respondents. And 17% said there was a lack of internal security expertise needed to evaluate some of these vendors. Again, going back to the fact that there is not in many organizations a specific department that's committed only to information security. In terms of the greatest perceived security threats, external threats were the highest ranked at 33%. However, internal threats were also identified by a number of respondents at 27%, and malware came in at 28%. So the perceived security threats were across the board in terms of external, internal, and malware. Now we're going to take a look at what respondents identified as their current information security products and services that are being utilized. What were the highest usage were encryption services, information security training for employees, IT audits, programs, policies and practice, and security policy development and review. What we see from this is the information security training for employees and the policy development review aligns with the identified concerns in terms of internal threats. In terms of moderate usage, there were anti-phishing services, data loss prevention, ISO standards, forensic services, business impact analysis, and online policy management. So the interesting thing about that finding is that one of the greatest perceived threats was external, and anti-phishing and phishing ranks moderately there. In terms of low usage, we see website compliance review, application source audit, virtual host implementation assessment, and information security training for clients. Now, as we go into the information security concerns and services and products utilized, again, one of the highest concerns here is employee negligence, virus worm malware threats, phishing and vishing attacks, and mobile device threats. What's interesting about that is, again, phishing and vishing here with the products and services utilized does not totally align with what was shown to be in terms of moderate usage. So we have a high concern and moderate usage on the phishing and vishing services. Moderate concern were advanced persistent threats, in-house software vulnerabilities, social engineering, hackers, wireless security threats, cloud computing threats, website attacks, and weak and no encryption. And low concern was data center physical security and visual threat, virtualization threats. Now, in terms of security assessment services, the most used security assessments included ethical hacking and penetration testing and vulnerability scanning. So the vulnerability scanning and ethical hacking and penetration does align with the identified highest concerns in terms of virus, worm, and malware, as well as the phishing and vishing and website. What we did find was 20% of organizations do not plan to use any security assessment, and this could potentially place these organizations at increased risk of a security breach by not identifying security vulnerabilities and gaps. We queried respondents on information security standards, policies, and technologies. The first question we ask is if their security standards were in alignment with or certified against certain standards such as IS 27000, NIST, and PCI. We had a very high percentage of organizations responding as no answer. We had a little over 30% saying they were in alignment with ISO 27000 and a little over 20% saying they were in alignment with NIST, and just below that, around 18% saying they were in alignment with PCI. In terms of information security programs and policies, we did see a positive use of policies. The highest ranking policy was information security around acceptable use of computer systems, with over 80% of organizations identifying that a policy was in place. High percentage was up to 70% were also identified for disaster recovery program and internet and social media usage. Just below that was mobile device security policies. So we do see that organizations have a number of policies in place in regards to security practices. The core information security technologies identified included automated patch management is almost 75% and intrusion detection prevention at close to 76%. Other technologies identified, traffic net flow analysis at 50%, vulnerability scanners at 42%, and log aggregation at 31%. In terms of security awareness training, we see that a large percentage identified this as a concern. However, when respondents were asked in terms of the frequency of their training, it showed that 75% conducted training either at new hire or annually. So the frequency of the training, while they may be doing it, is not continual. In terms of security training delivery methods, we had classroom and group training as the highest method continually used, with an LMS system being identified by a number of respondents as how they deploy their training. So that concludes the review of the results of the report. If you would like to download the report and you don't have a copy, you may do so at the LegalSec page on the Connected Community under Resources. We hope you found this information useful and that by looking at some of the practices of your peers, you'll be able to evaluate your own information security practices and programs and determine how you want to best proceed in 2014 with your program. Thank you.